Incubus Dreams by Laurel K. Hamilton. To Jay, companion, best friend, lover, stick and carrot, true partner, husband. Words fail. Chapter 1. It was an October wedding. The bride was a witch who solved preternatural crimes. The groom raised the dead and slew vampires for a living. It sounded like a Halloween joke, but it wasn't. The groom's side wore traditional black tuxedos with orange bow ties and white shirts. The bride's side wore orange formals. You don't see Halloween orange prom dresses all that often. I'd been terrified that I was going to have to shell out $300 for one of the monstrosities, but since I was on the groom's side, I got to wear a tux. Larry Kirkland, groom, co-worker, and friend, had stuck to his guns. He refused to make me wear a dress, unless I wanted to wear one. Let me see. $300 or more for a very orange formal that I'd burn before I'd wear again, or less than $100 to rent a tux that I could return. Wait, let me think. I got the tux. I did have to buy a pair of black tie-up shoes. The tux shop didn't have any size 7 in women's. Oh well. Even with the $70 shoes that I would probably never wear again, I still counted myself very lucky. As I watched the four bridesmaids in their poofy orange dresses walk down the aisle of the packed church, their hair done up on their heads in ringlets, and more makeup than I'd ever seen any of them wear, I was feeling very, very lucky. They had little round bouquets of orange and white flowers, with black lace and orange and black ribbons trailing down from the flowers. I just had to stand up at the front of the church with my one hand holding the wrist of the other arm.